live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's one guy makes you want to watch golf.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for me.
And I'm that way, too.
I didn't get a text, so I didn't even know that he was in it until, like, after it was over. I kind of wish that I would have flipped it over and watched.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting for about three holes. And then when he lost the drive on 17, I knew it was over.
Now, I guess I have to ask you this. He finished two strokes off. Do you still stand by he'll never win one again?
That was kind of the tone of my article today. The reality is, you know, you're a bat short of where you were last year just because Marwin and Reddick aren't those guys. They've regressed to what they've always been. And last year was career years for them. But you look at the rest of the guys, you know, I think I'm not that concerned yet. But if guys don't start coming back, I think it's going to be a problem because there's a lot of runs being left out there because you got Kyle Tucker up with the bases loaded, nobody out. And those are the kind of things that, frankly, shouldn't be happening in tight games. And they wouldn't be if everybody was there.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott. You can also text the show. You know the number. And if you want, you can watch us on live stream. Comment on there. Go to ESPN975.com. Click on watch us on live stream. Miss the first 2 hours. Tons of great stuff. Lots of sports. A little non-sports there to end the hour. Lance Erline joined us first hour and talked a lot about the Texans and NFL and everything and chewing tobacco. So all that's available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. Guys, if you're tweeting at Jong, he's on his honeymoon.
Yep, so please, he's not around.
Please don't tweet at Jong. It's producer T. Scott today. And sorry if you missed that news, but he's going to be gone for a while, like the rest of his life. Like another 2 weeks, this week and next week, right?
He's gone forever. I don't even know. Yeah,
he comes back. Time. He's supposed to come back on the 27th, but his flight in, like he's starting the flight at 5 a.m., and he says he's going to make it back
for the show
that night.
Oh, hell no.
But
I'm going to address this real quick because a lot of people are asking about the Jeff Sessions thing. And I'll just comment and say I frankly don't understand the uproar. But I also have to say LT Impo is an advertiser with us. And I love LT Impo. And, you know, we've gotten yelled at for posting political pictures on our Facebook page before too. If you don't agree with somebody,
you remember when we took a picture with Jesse Jackson?
Oh my God, I got so much hatred over that, and it was pointless. I mean, it was just like, hey, here's somebody famous we took a picture with, and if you don't like the guy's politics, that's okay. I don't necessarily like his politics either, but I thought it was cool, and I think that's all they were doing. And for people to get in an uproar over it is pretty silly. And you know, I think I'd feel that way about just about anybody, but I love me some LT Impo, and frankly, I may go have dinner there tonight to show my love for him because I like to go the one over on navigation. It's fantastic. I'm doing a little restaurant thing here because our buddy Eric Sandler did the Best 8 Happy Hours. I want to know if you've ever been to any of these places.
Okay.
Here's the problem, though. Almost every happy hour is while we're on the air, which kind of makes it difficult for me to go and experience their happy hour. But Nobu, have you been there?
No, I want to go. I haven't been yet.
Yeah, 5 to 6 is the happy hour there. But their cocktails, $12 to $15, two wines by the glass, two beers, or two sakis. That, I'm not a big sushi guy, but I hear nothing but great stuff about that place. UB Preserve, have you been there yet?
Nope.
Snack time from 5 to 6:30, Tuesday through Saturday. You get half off the bar signature Tiki Bowl cocktails. Or for one of the selective beers, wines by the glass. International Smoke, have you been there yet?
I'm not.
Okay, 4 to 6 and 9 p.m. to close. That's Michael Mina's place and Aisha Curry.
I like that 9 p.m. to close.
That's a good happy hour. They call a reverse happy hour.
I like that.
Yeah, that's more along my lines right there.
Because we work during happy hour.
Yeah, most of the time.
The one place, whenever I was working at the restaurant, the one place that we would always go to after our shift was Raw Sushi because they had a reverse happy hour.
That's what I like.
I'm a fan of any happy hour that starts at, say, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because that's when I get home. Dory's Metropolitan, which we've been to, 5 to 6:30. Really good place.
Good food.
Yeah. Relish Restaurant and Bar. I have not been there.
I have not either. I haven't even heard of it.
Monday through Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. on the happy hour menu. I guess I could go at 3 and slam a couple. Not a good idea. Weights and Measures in Midtown. I'm out on them.
Oh, really?
I think I mentioned it before. I had two really bad experiences there where they just didn't wait on us for breakfast. It used to be our go-to breakfast place. And I communicated with somebody who worked with them, and she said, well, give it another try. And I went back, and they did the same thing. So kind of like an ex-wife of me. You know, I'll give you a second chance, but not a third.
Yeah.
So really cool place. I really liked it. It's just, you know, apparently I'm not worth waiting on. So, and I do need to try it at dinner because I think it's a different crew and maybe it'll go differently. Pitch 25 is on the list.
Haven't been yet.
3 to 6 p.m., of course, too early. But I really like that place. And the only problem you're going to start running into with all that stuff down around Pitch 25 and around, you know, Rodeo Goats down there, Truck Yard, parking is getting to be a real problem down there. Not for me because I walk, but that area, if you're going down there, it's getting to be an issue. And that's, you know, it's going to happen any place like that because it happened with Washington, it happened in Midtown, now it's happening down there. So, and then Might As Well Lounge and Boozinasium is in Spring Branch. That's in your area.
That's not my area. Spring Branch is like
near Spring.
That's I-10.
Yeah, I-10 okay. North Beltway. Of
all right, yeah. I always get Spring and Spring Branch confused. Friday, 4 to 7, unfortunately. So you can listen while you're there, I guess, to us.
Yeah, that's all right.
But pretty good list from Eric. So Mr. Sandler knows his stuff. People ask me any suggestions for Houston Restaurant Week. I'd hit Eric up for that. Dude knows. I mean, he's
on the Twitter.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. Yeah, follow him on Twitter, and he'll tell you all about it.
He tweeted at us the other day. I don't know his handle off the top of my head.
At E. Sandler.
Oh, well, there you go. Hmm.
But, all right, so I have some football stuff if you want to get into that.
Okay, we can get into that.
Do we want to talk about this Maryland thing? Because I still don't – I read about three stories on it today. I still don't know what to think.
Yeah.
It looks really bad.
Well, there's a – basically, a full-blown scandal that involves, like, a death at this point. He died earlier this year. I guess, what, May, was it? May-ish,
yeah, I think so.
April or May, during off-season workouts. And he had a heat stroke, basically. And apparently, I'm not sure if they're saying that Durkin knew, DJ Durkin, the head coach, if they knew that he was in danger of this happening, or what they're trying to say, or he was just negligent. I'm not sure, but I know he was placed on administrative leave. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that's jumped out about this. Honestly, I'm not sure what's new in this case that's other than people are buying or paying for lawyers now. I'm not sure what new has come out in this deal just yet.
Yeah, I mean, and you're getting the lawyer side of it, which is colored a certain way. I guess I need to find out exactly. It's hard to, I mean, it sucks that a kid died.
Yeah.
And that they didn't do a very good job of recognizing
it's never
stroke.
Good.
No, and for that. Somebody dying in your program is a negative.
Yep.
No question.
And it can't feel good for the coach. I mean, I doubt.
I don't think there's a single coach that wants to push a kid so hard that he dies.
No. Like, even if you don't like a kid, you don't want that on your conscience. You know, if the dude's pissing you. Even, I say kid, any coach at any level doesn't want that to happen because that's just that's got to be a tough thing to get over.
Well, it's tough enough to see guys get catastrophic injuries under your watch. I mean, these kids are your responsibility. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Ashton says the biggest uproar is the team is denying that he had a seizure as opposed to what the EMT said when they arrived to give him medical treatment. Well,
I mean, is it possible the team didn't realize he was having a seizure like while he was dealing with the heat stroke?
I mean, that's the thing. Do you, I mean, you're supposed to have.
Is DJ Durkin a doctor?
Well, I mean, obviously you should have trainers around who know something.
Right.
But I couldn't tell you whether a guy was having heat stroke or whether he was just overworked. I mean, yeah, and that's the thing. Maybe there needs to be better training. But, I mean, this has happened a lot of times and not,
right.
not just at Maryland. So, like I said, I think I'm going to reserve judgment here until I know the whole story.
Yep. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There are a ton of energy providers out there, and they've always got something to offer you that sounds great. It's like, oh, we'll give you a free weekends. We'll give you free days. How about the first week of every month is free? And that, you're like, man, that sounds awesome. And then you sign up for that deal, and then a couple months down the road, you realize, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate now than I was when I signed up. What's going on with that? There's additional fees on my bill. What's going on with that? That doesn't happen at Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, to get signed up or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize. A free night's stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country. Summer travel is better than ever at Red Roof this summer. Earn a free night by staying three separate times at Red Roof. Of course, we're not the show to give it away because we've never the show to give it away. The usual suspects did to Carlos. Carlos beat out Demetrius. Congratulations, Carlos, for being today's winner. Once again, some other show.
Suck it, Blitz. You guys don't get to give away prizes.
Yeah.
That's the narrative from up above is they don't want us giving away prizes.
Apparently not, because I know we didn't do it last week at all.
Do you understand why, though?
No.
Because our show is so great that they feel like if we give away prizes, that's not fair to the other crappy shows on the station, because they don't have the prizes to give away then.
Okay.
That makes sense. Already at an advantage because we're awesome.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we don't want to give the Blitz too much of an edge, so...
I'm not asking for much.
This is life, Fred.
Once a week, you know, they can let Palillo give away three a week. That's fine. But once a week. Hey, I just want to clarify something because I mentioned that we're going to have some internships for SportsMap. I want to make it clear. It's just for SportsMap to do video or writing, not for the station. So SportsMap, the website, HOU, you'll be working with Josh Jordan. So, and me. Also, so just email me, fower975@gmail.com if you're interested or if you've got a kid who's interested, and we'll talk. We're going to screen them here over the next couple weeks, and then we'll pick a couple.
Let's talk about it.
I want tacos.
I do, too. Jeez. I was just thinking about that.
How dare you, sir.
Yeah. If only there were some sort of reverse happy hour that had cheap tacos after I got off work.
Yeah, I'd like to go to that. I have some players who need to start stepping up in
Carlos Correa.
Week two of the preseason. I told you I had football.
Oh, okay.
Football.
All right, fine. Justin Verlander.
No. Well, we're going to start with one of your favorite guys, AJ.
Lance McCullers' elbow.
AJ,
step up.
AJ McCarron.
Yeah, he should probably step up.
Well, and he got hurt in practice. So did Nathan Peterman. But apparently, since he's been there, he hasn't been great, but he hasn't been awful.
Well, he's been better than Josh Allen. That's the mark.
That is. But apparently, Nathan Peterman looked really good, which is kind of scary because...
Don't buy into it.
Yeah, I still... But
he tricked him into giving him a start last year, and look what happened.
Disaster. Almost cost him the playoffs.
Yeah.
Duke Riley of the Falcons, who was a third-round pick last year, and... looks like he's closer to being cut than becoming a starter. So that's a guy who needs to have a better game, too.
Is that bad when you're...
Yeah, when you're about to get cut and you're a third-round pick and it's year two. Chandler Catanzaro, the kicker for the Bucks. I think any Bucks kicker is going to struggle.
Any kicker better step up because...
Yeah, you don't want to suck
preseason again. Dudes will be like, oh, you've been really good for 15 years. We don't care. You're fired.
They gave him a three-year, $9.75 million contract as a free agent.
I'd never give money to a kicker. No. I'd make him earn it.
John Ross of the Bengals.
I'd give him like a stipend per kick made.
Yeah. Yeah, you get paid that much if you make a kick. And then you take away that much for every kick they miss.
It's like fantasy points.
Yeah.
A long kick, you get an extra few bucks.
Yeah.
You missed a kick?
You missed an extra point. That's
coming out of your pay.
John Ross of the Bengals is a good one because...
He's never been healthy enough to play football in his life.
He had a rough first season, and that's a guy you need to see step up. Davis Webb of the Giants.
Okay.
He... did not have a great game the other night. 9 of 22.
That's not great.
No, and in preseason that you do not want to see that.
No.
That is not a good sign. So Nick Chubb of the Browns.
Chubb.
Yeah. He 11 yards on 15 carries in his first game. So obviously they'd like to have a little more out of him than that.
They'd like more than that, huh?
I would think so. Ronald Jones of the Bucks.
Just keep on asking for stuff. Ronald Jones of the Bucks. That's a guy I'm kind of interested in this season.
Mitch Trubisky. Their big beef here is that through two preseason games, we don't really know what the offense is going to be. Well, yeah, you don't want to go showing that,
right?
So I don't. I'm going to say this: as much as I wasn't crazy about Trubisky coming into the draft, I love who's coaching him now. I think he's going to have a big year. He's
kind of come around.
Got some talent around him. And I don't think he's going to have a Carson Wentz breakthrough year.
Right.
But I think he's going to have a good season.
Okay, that's fair.
Danelle Pumphrey, Eagles. That's a guy I was interested in last year. And then, of course, he got hurt before he ever carried the football. And he's got to stay healthy now if he's going to make that team because they got some running back depth, too. But that's a team that's just got depth everywhere.
Yeah. A good team.
Breshad Perriman, wide receiver of the Ravens. 2015 first round pick has never really turned into anything. But the Ravens can't draft wide receivers. They should just stop.
Probably. You still need some.
No, pay somebody outside the organization to come in because they're great at almost every other position. Can't draft wide receivers. DeShone Kizer of the Packers. After Brett Hundley looked really good last week, but it's preseason.
Yeah, good luck. Who would you rather have going forward, Brett Hundley or DeShone Kizer?
God, neither, but I would probably have Hundley.
I think I might take Kizer.
Kizer, now, to be fair, it was with the Browns, but he had one of the worst quarterback years on record last year. And he was only 9 of 18 in the preseason. If you're only 50% in the preseason, then you're not good. You've got to – I mean – It doesn't mean anything if you're 15 of 18, other than, hey, yeah, you got out there, you did what you were supposed to. But when you're 9 of 18, then it don't feel so good. Rashad Penny, Seahawks.
I like him.
23 yards on 10 total touches in his first
game.
That's
not ideal.
Here's an interesting name, Paxton Lynch, who's already looks like been demoted to third string behind Chad Kelly.
Yeah. That you're talking about. A first-round pick, I guess it's three drafts ago now.
Yeah.
But, a first-round pick who, was never really able to even be the starter. Like, he's not good. And I know you were high on him coming in.
You know what? I was high on him coming in, but the one thing that you can't ever really take account for is whether or not a guy's got the balls to play the position.
Yeah.
And
well, that's one thing Chad Kelly has. He's got plenty of.
Yeah. But, I mean, yes, Paxton Lynch has the physical tools. But then once you see him out there, and again, you don't know this about any of these guys until they get to the pros. Because it is such a huge jump. And
yeah.
I mean, there's very few guys you look at and say, okay, I think he's going to be really good. But in his case, I thought, well, he's got all the physical tools. I liked him where they took him. And the truth is, once you start getting pressure on you and running around like you don't know what you're doing and panicking, well, that you can't really judge in college very much, especially when you're playing at Memphis. You're not, well, now you have Ed Oliver chasing you around, but most of the time you don't have NFL players chasing you around. It's easy to look good. And, I mean, he has all the physical tools, but he's got the – apparently doesn't work hard enough from what I understand from people right there. And he's scared to death in the pocket.
But if you're a 2016 first-round pick and you've been passed on the depth chart by a 2017
Mr. Irrelevant,
and the guy atop your depth chart is an undrafted was never drafted, it's like, dude, what – you've done a lot wrong. At some point, you'd think Paxton Lynch would be like, oh, wait a minute here. I'm not working hard enough. Like, if that's really the knock on him, and I've heard that too, that he doesn't like to show up early for film and things mm-hmm. like that. And it's kind of what, when we're watching, you watched the first episode of Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah.
When they're saying, oh, well, Tyrod's getting he's getting there really early. And he's like, yeah, Tyrod gets up really early and does his own thing. And they're like, oh, well, why aren't you doing that? And Baker Mayfield's like, I don't know. And it's like, at some point, it's got to be like a bell go off that goes, wait a minute, I'm a first-round pick, and these guys who aren't first-round picks are jumping me on the depth chart. Why is that happening? Oh, maybe they're just working harder than me.
Well, and beyond just the work in his case, I think that he can't handle pocket pressure.
Yeah.
And that's... And again, that's another thing that you can't really judge until you get to the NFL. And that'll be my big question about any of these guys, Baker Mayfield, you name it, pocket pressure in the NFL versus college. And
his first preseason game, Lynch was 6 of 11 for 24 yards and a pick versus the Vikings second team defense. That's not good.
No.
So he's not willing to go down the field. He's not willing to take risks. He's scared to get hit. I mean,
that's a recipe
for disaster.
That's the other thing you see out of quarterbacks is when they become check down machines.
Yep.
Like Matt Leinart did.
Yep.
Matt Leinart had an arm. He could have gone downfield.
But he was never comfortable doing it.
No, and those are all things you never know until you get them under center in the NFL. Geno Smith and Cardale Jones with the Chargers. Chargers really haven't had a quality backup to Phillip Rivers. So now they got two guys fighting it out. I'm a little surprised at Cardale Jones. I kind of thought he might develop into something.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, he has the size you like. He's got an arm. You know, he won a national championship, so you know he's been on the big stage.
Yep.
But 6 of 12 for 50 yards with a lost fumble.
But I also remember saying then that in college, I'd rather have JT Barrett than Cardale Jones.
Yeah, as a college quarterback. But I thought he had a higher upside as a
– Yeah, everyone did, and he just hasn't. It hasn't panned. I mean, not that any of those three quarterbacks that were on that team have done anything at the pro level.
No.
But.
Well, there you go. Just a little NFL for you. Mixing it up a little bit. All right. Time for a very quick break. But first, tell the people about Dirt Free.
Yeah. Do we have Aubrey on?
Trying to get him right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we can keep going.
Yeah.
You know, although.
Did you see the kid for the Cubs who apologized? He hit this guy, what's his name? David Boat or Bodie? B-O-T-E?
Yeah. I'm
rookie. I never even heard of the dude. Hit a three, or hit a, what they call the ultimate grand slam, which is it's a walk-off grand slam after you're down by three runs. So when you're down three, bases loaded, and it's bottom of the ninth or later, and you walk off with a grand slam. They call it the ultimate grand slam. The first one that's happened since 1936.
Jeez.
And this one happened with two outs. So I don't know what my celebration would be like if that happened, but it'd be pretty.
Yeah.
I'd be excited. So this kid hits the home run. He sort of flipped his bat, but it's not like he threw it. It stayed in the batter's box, and he did the airplane run around the bases, which if I were a major leaguer, I would do the airplane run every time I hit a home run. Every single time, I don't care if we were down 9, I would do the airplane run just because that's how you have fun.
I would have done the old Jeffrey Leonard thing with the flap down.
Okay, that'd
be
too.
Mine. Yeah, yeah.
Or I sometimes if I really wanted
or the big balls thing from Major League.
Sometimes if I were really trying to show up the pitcher, I'd do the walk like an Egyptian thing from third to home. That really pisses him off. But yeah, he had to come out and apologize.
Oh, screw that!
For hurting Ryan Madsen's feelings. But give me a break, dude. And by the way, he's pissed off. The Grand Slam happened because Ryan Madsen hit two dudes to load the bases.
What
are you going to do? Come back at him the next game and hit him? That's what cost you the first time.
Yeah, that's bull bleep, especially in that situation. I mean, all kidding aside with, just when you hit home runs. In that situation, you pull that off. There's nothing wrong with that.
And he's a rookie.
And you know what? You're a little bitch if that bothers you.
Yeah, I don't understand that. All right, guys. I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Your kids are about to be back in school. Hell, maybe they are back in school. And you're spending your first day with them gone, and you look down at your floor, and it's like, oh, man, these kids tore up my house. And Dirt Free will fix it for you. They'll come out right now for a limited time. They'll clean 3 rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind a bunch of water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Dirt Free's not doing that. They've got the best technology in the game. They're not using any soaps or any chemicals. Check them out. 281 Dirt Free. They clean upholstery, floors, air ducts. They'll clean the inside of your car if that's what you want them to do. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here, and they'll clean 3 rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Monday's flying by.
Yeah, it is.
I'm good with this.
Maybe this is what happens when nobody's drinking on Sunday.
Yeah.
Show kind of blasts right by here. Okay, I have a question for you. How many cats is too much for a cat lady?
4.
Tyler, what do you think's like too high?
Is this a story about the lady with the cats and the rabbit?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now that you've already read the story, yeah, shut up. You're out. How about 126 cats?
That's way too many.
And 3 rabbits living in 2 townhomes. Apparently, according to the Washington Post, Prince's home in North Potomac had so many fleas coming out of it that neighbors wouldn't let children play near it.
Oh, boy.
At times, she tried to sneak cats out of her home in carriers to her apartment in Silver Spring. Case started in June when animal control officers were called for the report of a cat in distress. An officer went to the home and found the cat wasn't in distress, but detected a strong odor of ammonia. That prompted the officer to have concern about the sanitary conditions inside the residence. So, in a townhome and a condo, 126 cats and 3 rabbits.
That's too many.
In the townhome, she had 76 cats, 1 rabbit. The 775-square-foot condo, 50 cats, 2 rabbits. Wow, she faces 30-plus years in prison on 125-plus animal cruelty counts.
Man, I was tempted because I heard about that some guy in Austin who had like a bunch of dead animals in his house when he had a stroke. And then he had a bunch of living animals, too. And he had like a peacock and something like 20 dogs, and 5 of them were corgis. And I've been like, man, I wanted to get another corgi, but they're hard to find. And I was like, maybe I'll go to Austin this weekend and wait in line and get one. Then they were like, 300 people have inquired about these dogs, and basically was going to be like sitting out at a beer release to try to get a dog. Like I was going to have to show up the night before in with a pop-up chair and sit there and wait for them to release these dogs. They had five dogs. I think they lasted
limited
about 10 minutes.
Limited release corgis.
Were they what?
Limited release corgis.
Limited release corgis. Yeah, very rare. I was hoping to get like, it would have been really cool to get number one of five or number five of five for the extra rareness factor. But yeah, my wife was finally like, no, I don't want you to drive to Austin for maybe getting a dog. It seems like a waste of time. So I didn't go.
I once drove to Dallas to get a golden retriever.
Yeah. Was it guaranteed you were going
to
get one?
Yeah, yeah. And
it was different.
Purebred, and it was, you know, friends, and they were selling it to me at a really reduced rate. And so I drove all the way up there. Mind asking about ratings. I don't know what the ratings are because John's not here.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten them yet.
He usually tells us.
In fact, I was thinking about that earlier.
Yeah, you're supposed to get them today, but they go to Jong, and he's the one that always does them.
I think Todd can get them, too, can't
I think
he?
Todd gets them as well, yeah.
Okay, I'll find out from him tomorrow, then.
I'll go to his office now if he's still here. Sometimes he's still here.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on. But he's right. We haven't gotten to beat our chest yet.
Yeah, well.
Maybe we won't.
Maybe we won't. Maybe the streak will end. I don't know.
It's got to end some point.
No, it doesn't have to.
No, it kind of does.
Okay, maybe it is.
No one's going to do that forever.
Yeah.
Plus, it's not like we're good.
No.
We're just fooling everybody.
Yeah, we're like radio con men.
Right.
We get them to think that we're actually doing a good show. In reality, we're just...
Gotcha.
Yep. That's how it works. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man, I don't want to get into that story. It's too depressing. I want to do this online dater story because this is one of the most... Tyler, have you ever done the online dating thing?
Of course he has.
Yeah.
He's still. Are you still single or you got a girlfriend these days?
No, I have a girlfriend now.
Yeah. How's that working out?
It's going pretty good.
How long are we talking here?
We've known each other for a few years, but decided to go official.
Okay. And are
in
you guys
the past,
like
month?
Are you guys like are you in a relationship on Facebook?
Yeah.
And all that?
Yep.
Well, like, is she tagged on your page?
Yeah.
Oh, man, so it is pretty serious. Yeah.
She tagged me, in fact.
Yeah, you guys going with no rubber yet or what?
I'll neither confirm nor deny.
Safety first, my man. Yeah. Remember that. You don't need a baby.
That is true.
I know where you work. You don't make enough money to support a kid. Like, you got to...
I do not.
Yeah.
You're correct.
You're buying Lambic days will be over. I'll tell you that much.
Well, this is like the no bleep headline of the year. A study... in the Journal of Science Advances, found that both men and women messaged potential matches who were on average 25% more attractive than they were. So everybody online is trying to bleep up, basically. The study found that people have a hierarchy of desirability where individuals were ranked from least to most desirable. And desirability was defined by the number of messages someone received, etc. But almost everybody, women and men alike, trying to go for someone 25% better than them.
I mean, that's the move, right?
Well, yeah.
You got to shoot your shot.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody's going to go shoot down, right?
Yeah.
If you're trying to do that.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Study found that older women are less desirable, while older men are more so. That's good news for me.
Yeah.
Women's desirability peaked at 18. While men's desirability increased until they were 50. Oh, now I've gone downhill. Damn.
Sorry.
Damn, couldn't push that to 55.
Where's that put me, I wonder?
I don't know. You know, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I'm actually right in the middle.
Yeah. And it basically says, so ladies, you better find that special someone. Guys, you got plenty of time, so don't rush into anything. Yeah, now you tell me. Thanks. Where was that advice 3 marriages ago?
Right. Whoops.
All right, 713-780-ESPN 281 says, when I was single, I messaged everything. Yeah, I did it briefly.
Online dating?
Yeah, for about 3 months. And I didn't, like, necessarily go for hotter ones. I just kind of went for ones that I thought were interesting. None of them were. It wasn't very... You know,
like I've always been married during the app dating era, but I do think the idea of Tinder is really fun. Like, you get to pick like who's worthy of you.
Yeah.
And if they think you're worthy, it's like, okay, yeah, you guys should hook up. Like, it should have always been that simple. Like, it takes out all the, which, you know, maybe it's good. Maybe you build character by going up to chicks at bars and having them blow you off or whatever. But it does take a lot of the guessing work out of it. Like, once you meet up, you know she's at least somewhat interested in you. She at a minimum finds you attractive, you know? Or she doesn't find you attractive and she's just horny. Like, that's half the battle. You know what I mean? Who's in that other room watching Wheel of Fortune? Every time.
Oh no, it's been on CBS all day because I remember Price is Right was on earlier.
Oh, yeah, bastard Drew Carey. All right, I got to tell you guys about My Computer Career. If your job is sucking the life out of you, fix it. You can do something else. Information technology, and I already know what you're thinking. Oh, I don't know anything about computers or math or science. I don't know anything about that. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Helping people start a career in IT, that's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week, and you'll get everything you need to start a new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Check out Sports Map. And if you want to intern with Sports Map, send me an email. Need to be in college. May or may not have to get credit for it, but you'd be doing some writing, editing, and film editing.
Video editing, yeah.
Exactly. So there you go. All right, let's do Dumbass Report.
All right, let's do it. The Dumbass Report, we did a couple of the stories that I had considered using for the Dumbass Report today.
I'm
already
sorry.
In the show.
I have some more I could send you.
It's all right. You did a good job. I mean, you found some gems, and I had to dig deep. That's what happened. Let's start with a... Let's go to Colorado to start. Normally we start in Florida. I think this time we'll start in Colorado. Colorado Mesa University is issuing 2 diplomas for the price of one. Here's the catch. The first one was signed by CMU's Board of Trustees. There's a typo on people's college degrees, and they went unnoticed for nearly 6 years, 9,200 diplomas. So basically they've been using the same template for the last 6 years, and now they've got to replace all of them, each at the cost of about $5. So if you do some quick math on that, that's a $45,000-plus typo for misspelling something on a piece of paper you get for completing your higher education. Not wise, guys. Not a good look. This story was maybe the weirdest one I found this week. A 19-year-old girl has fallen in love, and she is going to marry. She is now in an intimate relationship with a young female doll.
Oh.
And the doll also is a zombie doll. It has a mangled face and is covered in blood. And the 19-year-old girl has now gotten the doll's name tattooed on her arm. She showers the zombie doll with kisses and dresses her in clothes every day. And she got it when she was 13 after finding it on a creepy doll collection website. But they've only recently fallen in love. She's from Massachusetts, says she plans to marry Kelly, the doll, next month. She says, it wasn't until I was 16 that I started to develop feelings for the doll. I'll show you a picture of the doll. This is not a sex robot like Fred would fall in love with. This is a really disgusting looking thing. She says, I've had boyfriends in the past. I thought that I was in love with them, but they never made me feel the way I do now. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand our relationship. That is unfortunate. I feel like more people should understand the relationship between 19-year-old girls and zombie dolls. But I am so confident that I'm in love with Kelly that I got her name tattooed on my arm. We have a normal, intimate relationship, which is progressing in the normal way, and we're getting married in September. What's the normal way for that to progress?
I got nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Have you ever wondered what would happen if you were driving by a Nazi death camp and you mooned the death camp? Have you ever thought about what the consequence would be?
Probably get shot.
An Israeli teenager has been arrested in Poland after he was caught on CCTV while exposing his rear at the former Nazi death camp, Majdanek. The 17-year-old film was filmed as he pulled down his trousers while turning his back to the camp in eastern Poland. The teenager was detained and notified he would be charged with desecrating a monument or memorial, which can result in either a fine or jail time. He confessed on the spot, paid a fine, and is being expelled from Poland. He's being deported, basically. Management of the museum said that it strongly condemns the incident and calls it a revolting act. I mean, it seems like not cool, but it also seems like a weird thing to expel someone, like to deport someone over.
Yeah.
I would throw that under misdemeanor. I mean, that's mooning. That's a child crime.
Yeah.
But a quarter million Jews apparently died at the camp. So
it's probably a little.
Maybe pick your mooning spots a little more wisely in the future. And that is this week's sort of weak dumbass report, I must say. Although Zombie Doll did find it very interesting. I almost burned that story early in the show. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, that's a great story. 3.4 on KFNC, 0.5 on 94.1.
And we win again?
Yeah, we win again.
We win again, Lamont.
I need to break down all the numbers here, but yeah, again, still pretty far ahead of...
Basically same as last month, right?
Yeah, I think the number two show's at a 2.7, and that's the Kilt show up against us.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I'll... But I have all those, I'll forward them to you, and I'll break them down. But yeah, Blitz is numero uno once again.
Seven in a row.
All right, let's just keep it going. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in today. Hope you have an awesome Monday night. We'll be back tomorrow. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. Great job, listeners. That's okay. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
Down to the first bite. ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.